February 17th this year, I had a stroke. I had the flu real bad. I don't normally get sick, but this time I got sick. And I'm laying in bed and I'm watching David Attenborough talking something about the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And I'm trying to roll over and suddenly the right side of my body quits working. Then my right eye went black. And then I forgot how to speak English. I was trying to holler for my wife. Dinner was running late and she came in there and she's getting ready to tell me to shut up, that dinner be ready when it was ready. For me to quit whining and either hurry up and die or whatever, but just be quiet. And then she saw my face and was like, oh shit. And so they called 911, took me to the hospital, and they fixed me and they sent me home. And the day we got home from the hospital, my wife and daughter had been up for 3 days or so taking care of me without sleeping. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And they'd been up for about 3 days taking care of me. And so since we got back from the hospital, they decided they were going to sleep. They needed some rest. And so I took that opportunity to sneak out of the house with a guitar. And when I got back, they were not happy with me. I thought I was going back to the hospital again. And not from an ass whooping this time. And what ended up happening is they took my car keys, and the next day we went to the stroke clinic, and followed by, we saw the neurologist and everything. And as I remember it, she'll probably remember it somehow differently, but as I remember it, the neurologist said that the only way you're going to heal from this, what ended up happening is I had a carotid dissection, which is a tear of the inside of the carotid artery, and that threw a small clot. But it was in my brain, and I don't use that much, so, you know, it's not like it was a big deal. But the doctor said the only way to heal from this is you're going to have to lay down and be still for, I don't know, 30, 45, 60 days. You're just going to have to chill. And my wife's like, that ain't going to happen. He's going to die because he can't do that, you know. And I was told I was mean. I was told I was being an asshole. I was being combative. And the PA there said, oh, we can fix that. And she's how? And so they sent me home between that doctor and the neurologist. They sent me home with a script for Oxycontin and Valium. And so I made it from the bed to the recliner slowly and got in the recliner. And then I would slowly come back to the bed. And it did that for about 30 days. But the good news is I was able to write a song to it. At the end of the 30 days, I decided I'd been on meds long enough and I just quit taking them. And my daughter's yelling at me. She says, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick. And I'm like, I went to high school in the 70s. I've been sick before. This is not anything major. But anyway, I told that whole story so that I could play this song. This is a song that I wrote while I was laying there with nothing to do except try to write songs. And when my brain started kind of working again, I was able to write this one. Got the pedal to the metal out on the interstate, trying hard to catch her, hoping that she's not too late. She's cussing at the traffic, it's going way too slow. Only one thing on her mind, she ain't ready to let me go. Says that I frustrate her, stupid and I'm mean. Sometimes our life together seems like fire and gasoline. She's made plans to leave me more than once, this I know. But today ain't that day, she ain't ready to let me go. Is this really real? Or is this just a dream? I can see the lights are flashing, I can hear the siren scream. I don't know what's going on. One thing is a fact, I hear people yelling, and I'm stuck here in the back. Is this really real? Or is this just a dream? I can see the lights are flashing, I can hear the siren scream. I don't know what's going on. One thing is a fact, I hear people yelling, and I'm stuck here in the back. Wake up in a hospital, she's sitting by my side. Looking at her eyes, I can tell she's been crying. She said, I thought I lost you when I found you on the floor. No, I really love you, I ain't ready to let you go. Reaches over for my hand, she ain't letting go. That's a true story.